West End Jazz Band, recorded just a few years ago, 5 years ago, in 2003. That was a peon, that's spelled P-A-E-A-N, for those of you taking notes at the FCC. That's a praise of light rail of the subterranean variety, which is to say a third rail. And that was Third Rail, which was originally issued in 1928, and it's there, Mike Beazin's excellent and wonderful arrangement for the West End Jazz Band. He plays trumpet and cornet. Well, mainly cornet, says here. John Otto on reeds, Leah Beazin on banjo, Mike Walbridge tuba, Wayne Jones drums, and Frank Galteri on trombone. That's the West End Jazz Band. Six pieces? Sounds like a couple dozen in there. And before that, we had Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, and they're playing down in New York. Gotta see them. They're wonderful. We saw them, and they are. You got to hear this music live. It's not just on shellac. It's not just. It's not just like a bug caught in amber. This stuff is real and it's living. It's live. You know, it beats with the pulse of life, even on the records. But when you hear it live, you understand what the fuss is all about. Hot dance, I'm talking about. The real stuff, not Dixieland, but the real stuff, and that's what we got here tonight. And We continue with, since we just played some very modern recordings, we're going to go way back. Almost 95 years, actually. Ada Jones and Billy Murray. And if this isn't the most Freudian recording I've ever heard in my life, then, well, it is. That's all I can say. It is.
I feel like a train that is going downhill. I've got the brakes on good and tight.
You're just like a train that is loaded with love.
I'm speeding toward you with all my might. Just suppose you're a railroad station.
I'll try to stretch my imagination.
I'll stop off for some recreation.
I understand you just this way. I'm a little railroad station.
I'm a great big choo-choo train.
Am I the cause why you pull?
Yes, my loving is yours.
I appreciate the loving.
Glad to hear it, because this train is full of fire.
Well, when you leave me, ain't you never coming back?
No, all I have to do is say choo-choo. There's lots of stations on my railroad track. My timetable says I am due in New York. I guess I'll make out my report.
You sound like a sailor instead of a train. You've got a sweetheart in every port.
I'll admit you're a pretty station.
I'll admit that's some consolation.
You better give me a big ovation, or else I'm speeding on my way.
Don't you think you better switch off your while?
What are you trying to do, gal? Sidetrack me?
Back to your caboose, boy. You got the wrong signal. You take orders from me. Cause I'm a little railroad station.
I'm a great big choo-choo train.
Am I the cause why you pull?
Yes, my loving is yours.
I appreciate the loving.
Glad to hear it, because this train is full of fire.
Well, when you leave me, ain't you never coming back?
No, all I have to do is say choo-choo.
There's lots of stations on my railroad track. I've had a mighty busy day.
I heard you packed your things away.
Yes, now I'm going to give that landlord back his key.
You mean the key?
That opened up my dreary flat.
Wait a minute, we're in, not you, sir.
Yes, thinking of the folks down home who think of me.
Think of me, think of me.
You can bet you'll find me singing happily.
Will it be, will it be?
When that midnight choo-choo leave for Alabama.
Alabama, Alabama.
I'll be right there.
Where you be, where you be?
I've got my fare.
Sure to me, sure to me.
When I see that rusty head, I'm Dr. Man.
What'd you do, what'd you do?
I'll grab him by the collar.
Yes.
And I'll holler.
What?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes.
You mean to stop the train?
That bring me back again.
Down home where you'll remain.
Where my honey lamb I am now. I will be right there with Bill.
When that old conductor yells,
all aboard, all aboard,
all aboard for Alabama.
When that midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama, I'll be right there. I've got my pen. When I see that rusty head conductor, be right there with Bill.
When that old conductor yells,
all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama. And did I reach that place?
I get you over, feed your face.
Gee, I haven't had a good meal since that day.
You went away?
I'm going to kiss my papa and my mama.
A dozen times for every star.
Shining over Alabama's new moon hay.
New moon hay, new moon hay.
I'll be glad enough to throw myself away.
Right away, right away.
When that midnight choo-choo leave for Alabama.
Alabama. Alabama.
I'll be right there.
Where'll you be? Where'll you be?
I've got my fare.
Short to me, short to me.
When I see that rusty head conductor man,
what do you do? What do you do?
I'll grab him by the collar.
Yes.
And I'll holler.
What?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes.
You mean to stop the train?
And bring me back again.
Down home where you remain.
Where my honey lives. And now I will be right there with Bill.
When that old conductor yells,
all aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard
for Alabama.
Like the dickens for the 5:15.
For the 5:15.
Hear the whistle blowing.
For the 5:15.
Your English all is slow.
For the 5:15.
Down the track he's going.
Bang goes the gate. For the 5:15.
Wifey's home awaiting. Dinner in the pot.
Dishes on the table and the fire red hot.
Gets a loving message on the telephone.
You'll have to heat your baked potatoes all alone.
Next train home is the 7:38.
Bobby goes back to the corner to wait.
Meets the biggest crowd he's ever seen.
17 commuters miss the 5:15.
All the 5:15.
17 commuters,
all the 5:15.
Lined up at the bar,
all the 5:15.
Their wives at home awaiting.
Nobody home on the 5:15.
Everybody's happy, everybody's glad.
It's about the 17th drink they've had.
The suburban quartet singing home sweet home.
And hubby's all excited singing baritone.
He gets home about 1:30.
Carrying a steak and a chop and a bun.
The door is locked and the lights turned down.
So the steak to the transom and goes back to town.
All the 5:15.
17 commuters.
All the 5:15.
Still around the bar.
All the 5:15.
Hubby's back to join him.
No, there's a club called the 5:15.
Wifey's home a-crying, lying on the bed.
Hubby in the office with an awful head.
Little blue plumes marching through his brain.
Yelling all aboard the 5:15 train.
He gets to the station at 5 o'clock.
Forgets it is Saturday and gets a shock.
The guard says, hey, get out of the way.
The 5:15 doesn't run today.
Oh, the 5:15.
The cause of all our sorrow.
Oh, the 5:15.
Brought trouble to our house.
Oh, the 5:15.
Wifey's gone to mother.
Bang goes the home on the 5:15.
Wifey's got a lawyer looking up the case.
Hubby's sneaking around the office in disgrace.
He's got no home and he's got no... Snow White.
He told her, join the Alimony Club for life.
He goes to court his case to fight. Takes a look around and everything's all right. The jury, the lawyers, the judge supreme.
All our commuters on the 515.
All the 515.
The jury won't convict him.
All the 515.
They're going to set him free on the 515. He always hit 400.
They're all pinochle players on the 515.
You think they'd have to recuse themselves from that case, but, well, things were a little different then. On the 515, well, this is what we're looking forward to, or not, as the case may be. Maybe, too bad you can't store gas. On the 515, the American Quartet, 1914. Before that, also from that era, 1913, Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama, a very famous song, very popular for a long time. That is from a University of California at Santa Barbara cylinder, and their collection is linked to my site, so you can listen to a lot of cylinders. They've got thousands of them, and I don't mind picking out a couple once in a while, because they fit my themes pretty well. And began with Ada Jones and Billy Murray. There's a lot of stations on my railroad track. Oh, my goodness. 1914. I don't know if they had the same thoughts as we do now, but who knows? We're just way too sophisticated for our own good. Or not, is the case. Too clever by half, perhaps. I'm Andy Senior, too clever by half. This is Radiola, which is sometimes too clever by half. And WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And thank you very much for streaming and listening tonight. We're going to continue. That last one had a bit of a Casey Jones feel to it with that theme. And I think a lot of it is, well, I'll talk about this more after the next set. But here's something with a real Casey Jones feel, because that, in fact, is what we're looking at here. Charlie Trout's Melody Artists in 1927 off of Columbia 78, Transportation Blues.
Got another daddy on the Salt Lake.
in, their boat darling, their feet in, boom, their boat is in, their boat in, their boat is in, their boat doing.
Birmingham, New Orleans, and Chicago on track number 7.
Go to Chicago someday, just to and by train, definitely by train, not by not on foot or by velocity. No, it's going to be on a locomotive train there. And that was James B. Johnson and his orchestra, and you heard a piano duet in there, and that was, of course, Fats Waller and James B. Johnson playing the pianos. Wow. The announcer was the oh, his name slips my mind at the moment, but it was so popular. Perry Bradford, of course. How could I forget Perry Bradford? No matter how we try to forget him, he's always lurking there somewhere. Before Perry Bradford ushered us into Chicago, we had the Mills Musical Clowns, which was a Ben Pollock group, ostensibly having something to do with Irving Mills at that point, and maybe they did. Dick Morgan on the vocal there, if you want to call it that. If that guy was conducting the train, I'm not sure I would want to ride that particular train. Railroad Man, 1928. And starting with Charlie Trout's Melody Artist, the Casey Jones, Whichever way you slice it, it's still the same. That's the song. Which leads me to this reflection based on the rhythm. As I said, one of the taglines or one of the things I say frequently about this music is that it beats with the pulse of life. And I think some of that rhythm does come from railroading. I think the fact that these guys were traveling around on railroads and they got that rhythm, they heard that rhythm hours and hours a day between engagements, and they heard this, and it just got into their blood. And that's why the music of that era has that railroad feel, that chugging, that forward motion, which seems to be utterly lacking in the days of private automobiles and superhighways and throughways. And I'm going to say something that I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, because I mean it well. But perhaps if we rely more on rail travel and less upon the private automobile and 8-cylinder gas monsters, our popular music will get better in this country. And it has to. Railroad music is great. It just has that, it just makes you feel wonderful listening to that rhythm. And that's any given week. It doesn't have to be about rail travel. It could be about anything. My 2 cents, it's more like $2, but it's still too cheap. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. You're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here's Lonnie Johnson, just him and his guitar in 1930. A Long Black Train.
Here comes that long black train, stopping at my door again. Here comes that long black train, stopping at my door again. That's the same old train that stole my 2 best friends. Engineer, blow his whistle when he passed through my old hometown. Engineer, blows his whistle when he passed through my old hometown. The next time he passed through, left me with my head hanging down. He's a mean old engineer, he's got a heart like a piece of iron. The mean old engineer's got a heart like a piece of iron. He's taken my mother, my father, my wife left me at the station crying. I said, Mr. Engineer, please let me ride your blind. I said, Mr. Engineer, please don't be so unkind. Says I'm only a heartbreak and you can't ride this train of mine. Train started off slowly, tears began streaming down. Train started off slowly, tears began streaming down. I said, Lord, why was I left in this God-forsaken town? I watched that headlight shining, was my poor little eyes could see. Watched that headlight shining, was my poor little eyes could see. I wondered why mother and dad never sent for me.
as a brakeman to let me ride the blind. He said, little girly, you know this train ain't mine.
Under them rods, Emo Lee number one and all them cats. Yeah, man. All aboard for Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, all aboard. Oh boy, you can't ride this train. You can't ride the train. You ain't so bad after you all right with me, son. I think I will let you ride.
Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. 1932. Hobo, you can't ride this train. After some pleading from Trixie Smith and to some extent Lonnie Johnson, both with similar sentiments. Freight Train Blues in 1938, and there was Sidney Bechet, Charlie Savers, and the guys in there doing wonderful accompaniment. Boy, what a great record that is, Trixie Smith. Before that, Lonnie doesn't need a band. He's got his own guitar, and that's enough. Long Black Train in 1930. What a player he was. What a guitar player. Amazing. And I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and we're almost there. We got about 20 minutes to go here on our journey. I hope you're enjoying it. The bar car is open, so if you wish to avail yourself of a beverage of a mild sort, please do so. This is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. And continuing, Billy Jones. And there's some train imagery in this song. Definitely. This goes out to a special friend of mine. This is from 1924. Bringing Home the Bacon.
Look at me, I'm another self-made man. Made a lot of dough, now I want to go back home. I've had my lesson when it comes to running wild. Hereafter I'm confessing I'll be mama's angel child. I'm bringing home the bacon to a mama down in Macon. She's waited patiently for me. You ask me why I'm shaking. I'm excited cause I'm taking the 515 back where I long to be. I've been up and down, down and up. Now I've got 6 cents. So the thing to do, even you are smart enough to get. I'm bringing home the bacon. Gonna give instead of taking that making, bacon, raking happiness. Bringing home the bacon to a mama down in Macon. Believe you me when I declare. I'm passing up temptation. Gonna buy my transportation to Georgia cause my heart is ever there. I'm a rolling stone now and then, but I must confess, when she wrote to me, boy, come home, you bet I answered yes. I'm bringing home the bacon. Gonna give instead of taking that making, bacon, raking happiness.
Special flow. there shall blow. Makes me shake all over, 'cause I want to go.
That's an amazing train. That train fits in your pocket. That was Kamil Bahunek and his hot harmonica playing Choo Choo, which is a Frank Trumbauer tune. I think was also, it says here also Shoo Shoo Baby, but that was definitely Choo Choo as I know it. Shoo Shoo Baby's a bit later. Before we had Kamil, and that was recorded in Prague in 1936, by the way. So they were getting some pretty hot stuff there over in Prague at that point. They have some pretty hot stuff over there right now. I know there's some of it I'd like to sit down and pour into a glass. And before that, Reuben Reeves, River Boys, 1929, Texas Special Blues. beginning with Billy Jones. He of the Happiness Boys fame. He was without Ernest Hare on that occasion in 1924, singing Bringing Home the Bacon. And somebody's mouth is watering out there, I know. I know very well. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. We've got a few more selections for you this evening, all train-related. And then we will pull into the station. Until next week, of course. Here's one that you'll recognize. And it's... How can you have a train show without this song? Al Jolson in 1927 from the soundtrack of The Jazz Singer. Oh, he'll announce it. We'll do it. Just let him do it there. He's good at this stuff.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet. Wait a minute, I tell you. You ain't heard nothing. You want to hear Toot Toot Tootsie? All right. Hold on. Hold on. No, listen. Play Toot Toot Tootsie. Three choruses, you understand? And the third chorus, I whistle. Now give it to him hard and heavy. Go right ahead. Toot Toot Tootsie. Goodbye. Toot Toot Tootsie. Don't cry. The little Toot Toot train that takes me away from you. You don't know just how sad it makes me. Kiss me, kitty, and then, ow, do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Hey, hey, don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Kiss me, Tootsie, goodbye. Thank you.
Mystery Pacific, and that is the train song of all time, train record, recording in Quintet of the Hot Color France, Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, 1937. Before that, Radiola Extra, Alabama Bound. He gave them, well, whatever that was in French, because that was also Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli without the other rhythm in there, but I figured that's a radio extra. I mean, they had a lot of short subjects today, so we had to throw in an extra one. Beginning with Al Jolson in 1927, Tut Tut Tootsie, with his little bit of Tourette's in there, but I think he got it under control later. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm still under control. This is Radiola, and I'll be back next week. Tomorrow, listen to Mark Fuller with Retro Radio. And this is WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's our finishing selection. You'll know what it is. ¶¶